Toronto Zoomer Radio, Los Bravos, Black is Black, and Yakety Yak, the coasters on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. 50 people and counting in the race to be Toronto's next mayor, and some frontrunners are emerging, but no one stands out quite like this candidate. His slogan, vote mayor for mayor, this job has my name on it. Mayor Strauss is in grade 12 and just turned 18, and the only gift he wanted was support from his parents to enter the race. Mayor joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a wonderful opportunity.
Should we call you Mayor or Mayor Mayor?
Either works. I'm happy with either.
So how did you come up with the idea to run for mayor, and what did your parents say when you told them?
That's a great question. Well, I've been training to be mayor all my life. In fact, I've actually been mayor all my life.
Good one.
So when John Tory resigned, it was quite obvious what I had to do, especially with my previous Rhino Party run at school.
Oh.
And my parents, they had to be convinced, but I eventually got them on my side.
That's awesome. Like, but do you have time to campaign? I'm thinking it's crashing right into final essays and final exams for grade 12. Like, how are you going to balance, you know, all of that stuff and run for mayor of the biggest city in the country?
So, yeah, is this whole run an elaborate excuse to miss class? No comment.
All right.
How will I handle all, you know, my FSTs, essays, exams?
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that it'll work out. Fingers crossed, blind hope going forward. And it'll all go well, I'm sure.
Well, you know what they say, if you want something done, give it to a busy person, right?
Precisely.
So let's talk about...
I had no idea that they said that, but...
Oh, generations.
Let's talk about your platform.
Of course, please.
Well, go ahead. You've got the stage.
Well, the first thing I would aim to do as mayor is remove all the speed bumps throughout the city and line them up on the 401 to create a giant evil Knievel ramp. That is definitely a priority for me. In addition to that, I will probably be replacing all public benches with beanbags for citizen comfort. And I've had some feedback online that I'll be having to make them fireproof, waterproof, so on and so forth. Pretty much just immune to all, weather. I'll be doing that in the future. Recently, the government of Ontario gave the mayor of Toronto strong mayor powers. Well, as mayor, I want to take it a step further and give the mayor of Toronto omnipotent mayor powers so that he can become like unto a god and influence world events at will.
Oh, wow. Well, it's ambitious, okay? Can I just say? But I know that on a tiny, more serious note, there are issues that matter to you. And I know that part of the reason you're likely doing this, although you can tell us, is to engage your generation, right?
You got it completely on the nose there. A lot of people in my generation are not typically people that might pay attention to a race like this. And there's a lot of new voters. And in a race that's, you know, one of the most important mayoral races in recent memory, it's best to be able to, you know, rope a lot of people into voting. And that's what a hopefully positive effect of my run will be doing.
Mayor, what do you think it is about the current times that 18-year-olds like yourself are not engaged politically? Why?
I don't know. There's so much going on, you know, at our fingertips that it's easy to ignore the things that most matter and most affect us on a day-to-day basis.
Interesting you would say fingertips, because right away I think of a mobile phone, right? And how we are on our phones all day staring at stuff that just doesn't matter, about someone balancing something on their head or juggling something else, when there are truly important things around us. And you live in the city and you probably see it every day, the homelessness situation and other things that have you concerned, right?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, like, there's a lot about this city that needs to change and get better. And, you know, just being able to bring eyes to the campaign, being published, having my social media, just extending out to my own network of family and friends and having them learn about the issues that matter, I think is super important, like regardless of all the funny stuff that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm, for sure. 18-year-old Mayor Strauss running for mayor of Toronto. Who knows? Our next leader could be mayor. Isn't that right, Mayor?
That's right. Mayor.
You know what? Thank you. And seriously, good luck. I hope that there's traction from what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Sam and Jane. I have so much planned for the future. Keep an eye on the campaign. There's going to be things coming out all the way until election time. Follow me on Instagram at mayor4mayor. Check out my website, mayor4mayor.ca. And both of those, it's number four, not, you know, four.
That's right.
You get it.
We do get it. Are you kidding? We're moms. We totally get it.
Yes. Good luck.
Thank you so much.